Fortunate Nkateko Khoza is a woman who's not really into fashion. Now, this may come as a surprise considering that the 35-year-old self-taught designer established her brand Luffy Boutique, Salon and Day Spa through her clothing line Luffy D. Putting her charm and persuasion to good use, the brand has grown to become a one-stop shop where women can walk in and have all their fashion and beauty needs taken care of. Khoza has also expanded her wings into other forms of income generation, including property investment and transportation. Join me, Molebogeng Mokoka, as I speak to Khoza about climbing the ladder in an ever-changing and competitive field and overcoming the challenges that once threatened to cripple her business. You're listening to the Winning Women Podcast.
Start a brand and not want to know about what's happening, what are the ins, what are the outs, how to run the business yourself from every angle. I'm talking about from cutting, designing, sewing, everything basically. I believe that in every business that you're going to start, you need to understand each and every single thing that happens in your business so that when people are not offering the best or not giving the best, you should know and point it out and be able to also rectify and teach someone something you also know. So yes, I'm a self-taught designer. I didn't go to school. I actually employed people who were coming from school who are graduates in design, and I've learned from them. They learned a lot from me as well. What I do is not traditional because I think it caters all Africans. And not only that, we're looking at a brand that has also accommodated and also done the Western designs as well. And we've used, I'm wearing a dress that's done by Luffy D right here. Is it traditional? No. So for me, it's a matter of, we are a brand that embraces Africanism and our roots. And with the colors that we work with, we accommodate everyone who appreciates the sense of our roots, basically.
How do you make sure that you keep up with the changing trend?
One thing that I have learned to understand is that with fashion, it keeps recycling, if that's the right word to use, because we always bring back a 1970s sleeves or the 60s collars or the 1950s peplums, for example. So I've never been one to look at fashion and say something goes out of fashion. It just takes a break and comes back. Modern, actually, if we have to put it like that. And it's the beauty of it is the fact that there's still people who are stuck in 1950s fashion, and they are so modern and so stylish in this generation. And there's people who are trying something that I know for sure I would never ever wear, and they're still stylish in their own way. So keeping up is very easy. Just identify your market, identify the people that are very much interested and intrigued with what you are bringing onto the market, and don't change anything about who you are. And I'm always encouraging the ladies here to just try to keep it as natural as you can. Even the products that we want to use something that embraces our natural hair, our natural beauty, you know, and not fall off the wagon, because once you lose it and try to be something else that you're not, again, it's always demolishing a brand.
Last year during the xenophobic attacks, Khoza's boutique in Maboneng was broken into and looted. The incident left damages worth more than 300,000 rands, but this didn't stop Khoza from resuming duties.
The looting that was happening was through people thinking that these businesses are owned by foreign people. And it's actually people like us who have decided to use African print materials. And, you know, most people actually who've never met me, they assume that Luffy D is owned by some Nigerian man or women and all that, you know, that I got so interested in wanting to work with such fabric when most South Africans, I think they rather concentrate on doing the Western kind of looks and, you know, the Western cuts. Yeah. When something is a shock to you, obviously at that time you will become discouraged, but what follows thereafter is what makes you who you are, or rather that tells someone else who you are, we just had to stay stronger, be together, support each other. And that's what, even, you know, as I'm saying, like our customers, our even people who didn't even know about us, when they saw Luffy D, shocking enough, when people saw me on the news and all that and realized that there's a local brand that was hit through the xenophobic attacks and all of that, I remember one of the clients, how we got this other client was me driving out of my house and they saw my number plate, Luffy D, and they realized, oh my God, so this person is my neighbor. And immediately they called in to want to order and they said, I saw you on the news last night and I just want to support because you're a local brand, a South African lady and all of that. You know, so all of those kind of things actually encourage you and make you aware that, listen, there's people who want to support and uplift the next person. When you're called for something, because I always say I'm serving, and when you're called for something and you're passionate about it, you'll do it even in a sleep.
Sometimes running a business requires one to put the needs of the staff and clients before one's own. For Khoza, this is not something that's been difficult to do, especially since all three of her younger siblings have joined in her venture. With lockdown restrictions being reduced to alert level 1, Khoza is currently working on making a recovery from the previous levels. However, with the support structure she has, the journey has become a lot more bearable. Tune in next week as I speak to another inspirational woman making things happen. #WinningWomen.